You know, it's so interesting, but we were just talking off the air how important it is that when you got this instinct to connect with people, you should just follow that instinct. So a few years back, I'm sitting at the nail salon, and I have to tell you, I never talk to people at the nail salon. It's just not my thing. I talk for a living. I try to shut down my talking game for the rest of the day until the six-year-old comes home. But for some reason, this woman who's sitting next to me, I felt very drawn to her. And all of a sudden, 90 minutes goes by, and now I know everything about her. Her name is Brett. And she tells me about the cancer couch. And I had never really heard of this effort, to be honest, Tom. Tom is her husband. And when I learned about it, I thought, we need to do more on this. We have to talk about this. And so here you are today, Tom. And I'm very excited to connect with you and hear more of the stories and also talk about an upcoming event. But welcome to WICC. Thank you for joining us.
Yeah, glad to be here.
Yeah. So, you know, you and I were just talking off the air before. But first of all, for people who may not know, this is a very grassroots organization, correct? Talk a little bit about it.
Right. We're 100% volunteer run. We started here in Fairfield, Connecticut. My late wife, Rebecca, started the foundation in 2016. And she started it because I think people don't realize that most of the money that's raised for breast cancer goes to awareness and other activities, which are wonderful and are very important. But only less than 10% goes to actual research. And that really surprised Rebecca. She said, we need to change this.
Mm.
And I think looking into statistics, Connecticut has one of the highest rates, I think the second highest rate of breast cancer in the country.
Wow.
So it's a very important, you know, issue. And then when she realized, hey, there's not enough research being done to drive the, you know, to change the statistics.
Right, to bring down our number of of people who are,
And then if you do get metastatic breast cancer, which is specifically what we fundraise for, which is stage four breast cancer.
Mm-hmm.
The life expectancy is 3 to 5 years.
Mm.
And that number has not moved in decades.
That's insane.
And so Rebecca said, we need to accelerate the pace of research and innovation. And she reached out to Memorial Sloan Kettering and created this unique relationship with them. So in the course of this foundation's life right here, you know, founded in Fairfield, Connecticut, we've raised over $6 million specifically to fund metastatic breast cancer research at Memorial Sloan Kettering and previously at Dana-Farber as well. So we are changing the pace of research and innovation, but we need to do a lot more.
That's amazing. So where does the cancer couch name come from?
Yeah.
It's very unique.
It is. So Rebecca was a psychologist. So it kind of is a nod to the psychologist couch, if you will.
Sit on the couch. Let's talk about it.
Let's talk about it. And she started the foundation when she was deep in recovery. You know, she was going through, she was diagnosed with very late stage breast cancer. And again, she wanted to do something, but she was on her back in recovery for most of that time. So that's where the couch came from. But yeah, it's all about metastatic breast cancer research. But the couch really is about kind of our origin story.
Tom, what do you think? I know Rebecca's not here any longer, but I'd imagine she would be so impressed with the fact that, like you bring up Memorial Sloan Kettering, there's now a partnership here in Connecticut. I mean, they've partnered now with St. Vincent's, you know, in the last year, bringing that care that a lot of times Fairfield County, especially residents, would go into New York for. They can get here in their backyard. I mean, what would Rebecca think? What do you think?
You know, Rebecca had this incredible ability to kind of see the future and then reveal it to us.
Yeah, we're going to tell you about that in just a second. Yeah.
Quite a visionary, to say the least.
Wow.
So within 6 months, we at the Cancer Couch decided to exclusively partner with Memorial Sloan Kettering. And they want to take this Cancer Couch out of Connecticut and make it really a national breast cancer research fundraiser.
They should.
And right now we're their flagship fundraiser, but you know, we're hoping to really do what we do in other states so we can accelerate the pace of research. So we announced the partnership with Memorial Sloan Kettering, and in the process of us signing that, we hear and learn that Memorial Sloan Kettering has signed a partnership agreement with Hartford HealthCare, and now the treatment that we're funding, the research that we're funding at the Memorial Sloan Kettering Labs in New York City, is now going to be available in Bridgeport and at the new facility that they're building in Fairfield on Black Rock Turnpike. So all of these things coming together, it was incredible. I mean, that's just the way this foundation, it has a magical origin, and we have, you know, a lot of angels that watch over all that we do.
Mm.
So our ability to fund world-class research and have local treatment options for all of us in Connecticut, and there's a great facility in Westchester as well in Harrison, so you don't have to go to the city to get Memorial Sloan Kettering, you know, treatment options.
Amazing.
And the most current, right? The most current research and treatments that we build, that we create in the lab, are going to be more readily available here.
Such
in this
a big
state.
Deal.
So it's huge. Never saw that when we started it.
Right.
But here we are.
Right. And when we say a nod to Rebecca almost seeing the future, it's kind of wild. That's sort of how you ended up with Brett, right? It's pretty neat. I mean, it's I have goosebumps when you tell the story. It's amazing.
Yeah. You know, Brett and I are Brett is my wife. We were married in November. We're both breast cancer widows.
Mm.
And when Rebecca was, you know, six months before she passed, she said, "Someday you'll meet Brett and you'll know why she's the chosen one."
Because they were friends.
They were friends, but I did not know
together.
Brett.
Wow.
So she made that one comment, and it's an awkward, you know, conversation to have, right?
Yeah,
so
right?
I immediately shut it down.
You're
like,
honey,
I don't want to have that conversation,
not.
Right? But it registered in the back of my mind. And then unfortunately, Brett's husband, Aaron, passed away. And then months later, Rebecca passed away. And then both of our families were plunged into COVID isolation. So
oh
it was a very
gosh,
difficult time to
nightmare.
Kind of grieve and you know, get our families. We have five kids between the two of us.
Wow.
Get everybody, you know, recalibrated to the new normal, which was anything but at
right.
that time.
Right.
Needless to say, we eventually met probably about a year later. And yeah, Rebecca was right. So we ended up marrying in November of 2024, and the families are now living together. And we both fundraise for Memorial Sloan Kettering. So Brett fundraises for Cycle for Survival in her husband Aaron's honor,
mm-hmm.
Aaron Rosen, and then she helps all the time fundraise with the Cancer Couch. So we can do what we can do on the breast cancer side.
Oh, my goodness. You're going to make me cry. And I just think that's such an amazing story. I love that story. I want to plaster that on like every billboard ever. I just think it's really cool. So, Tom, the Cancer Couch, this is probably one of your biggest events of the year, one of your biggest fundraisers, if you will.
For
the
sure.
Cancer Beat. It's coming up April 5th. Tell us about it.
Right. So the idea, again, was we want to fundraise because we need to accelerate the pace of research for metastatic breast cancer. But we want to have fun when we do it. So we want to have good bands and great venues. This is our eighth Cancer Beat. We have Matt Carney. He is a multi-platinum artist. He has 2.5 billion streams. And the way I like to describe Matt is if you like Coldplay, you will love Matt Carney. That's exactly the vibe that we have. And again, to go back to this kind of mystical Rebecca moments, she said to me when we saw Matt Carney years ago, "Someday we need to get him for a Cancer Beat."
Are you serious?
Serious. This, I'm telling you, the story.
Listen, I'm like this with the good Lord upstairs, but I got to figure out how I can get some kind of connection to Rebecca. Rebecca, if you could just make yourself known here, that would be great. That is amazing.
I know. It's incredible. So we were thrilled when we were able to sign Matt for this event. It's going to be at the Warehouse at FTC. So it's a big show.
Wow.
Expecting a big turnout. Still time to get tickets at thecancercouch.com. Also, you know, you can get tickets or donate to the foundation at that website. And it's going to be a really fun evening. It always is. We want to put the fun in fundraising. And we think Matt Carney is going to bring the energy and really make this a special night for fundraising.
So if people want their tickets, they are still available. Just go to thecancercouch.com. They can get everything there. You can learn more, obviously, and be part of this story. And I've just in sitting with Tom for 15 minutes, I have goosebumps that just won't go away. And I hope you feel the same way. The Cancer Couch, just such a grassroots effort. And I think going back to what you had initially said, Tom, that really resonated with me when I first spoke to Brett was the fact that what Rebecca was saying, I don't know if people realize when they do these fundraisers and they feel like we are finding the answers. To some degree, yes. But to a big degree, no, there's not enough focus on actually finding treatments. And so this is something that people can, I think, really get behind. And it's so rooted in Connecticut. I thank you for continuing this effort. And I'm very proud to be able to share it here on WICC and do anything we can to get the word out there. So thank you.
Thank you so much, Melissa. And last thing I would add is all donations are doubled. So going into the acceleration of research, every donation, every ticket sold generates twice as much impact on the pace of research for metastatic breast cancer.
Wow.
So that's our story. And thank you for giving us an opportunity to share it all today.
It's amazing. It's a great story. I hope you come back and tell us more stories, Tom. I would appreciate it. And again, that website is thecancercouch.com. And the Cancer Beat event is coming up April 5th. Make sure you get your tickets. Thanks, Tom. We appreciate it.